Hey guys, Casal here. You're about to watch Thorin talk and talk and talk. But it's kind of good, I swear.
Hi, I'm Sandy McSalesman, and welcome to Thorin's YouTube channel, the neatest place on the web to learn about esports history, and what better way to do that than with a delicious drink of gamer subs, Thorin's energy formula of choice. Ching! Great flavors and great savings just go together. So before we dive into today's action, be sure to ring up an order of Gamer Subs yourself with 10% off all products on their internet homepage simply by using the code THORIN. So over on ye old Reddit, I saw this thread where it says, by the way, even perfectly framed for Reddit, it says, other than Shroud, the most overrated player. Now, look, that isn't technically English entirely, is it? They mean who is the most overrated player. But the reason why the Shroud edition is chef's kiss is because Shroud famously used to be called the King of Reddit because he used to have crazy clips on his stream. He was actually even a mildly known stream, if you don't know, before he joined Cloud9. But obviously, it went really insane. And then he did end up being insanely overrated because, unfortunately, when he retired from CS, then what happened was, if you don't remember his CS career very briefly, is he was like almost a prodigy early on in 2014. In 2015, he still was having some great performances. He had that amazing one against Fnatic in the first ESEA Pro League Season 1 final, where he had like 100 kills over four maps. It was a really close series that could have been won, but that was Fnatic in their era, in their pomp. So obviously they closed it out and won. And that was even the one where I think Crims or something had like a ball of fucking last map. And then basically, so he was really good at like a world-class player at the time. In 2016, though, his game started to regress a bit as Cloud9 fell off, Sean Gares left, they had nothing as IGL. And then unfortunately, by the time he got to 2017, I thought he was completely washed. He was just kind of a supportive player and he didn't even have that crazy aim in the game anymore. He just looked like an average to mildly above average pro at best, probably more like average, even maybe mildly below average towards the end. He got kicked, spoiler, what is it, like 3 or 4 months later, they won the fucking Boston Major. They wouldn't have won it if he was there. The problem is, at the end of his CSGO career, he was a bit shit. At the beginning, he was pretty good and was a real prospect. I always just thought he didn't have sort of the killer star player mentality. And then, obviously, he then went on as a streamer, just a general TAC FPS streamer, to be, at one point, the biggest streamer in the world. Like, at one point, it literally transitioned from Ninja to Shroud. And so, yeah, listen, it was bizarre for people who were from CS. Like, I've hung around with this guy and had food and chilled with him when he joined Cloud9. So it's a bit crazy that he then went on to be the biggest streamer in the world. And obviously, for streaming, he had the most insane style of play ever. Like, he just played super aggro, really nice aim, super consistent mechanical aim. He just looked like a fucking beast, didn't he? So, people, unsurprisingly, then would be like, wow, he was a CS pro. Some people, like I joked about the Nothing interview, even like Mandela Effect, think him and Nothing won the major at Boston Major. No, spoiler, they were kicked. And it was the other players brought in that were part of the reason why Cloud9 won the major. So, decent framing though. So it says, when we're talking about the most overrated, people spamming Shroud every time. So let's be real. Who would be the second most overrated player? In my opinion, it's Scream, right? First of all, the reason why people spam Shroud also is because I do think people who remember his potential couple it with that he got huge and then think he was a better CSGO player than he was. Obviously, famously, Freakazoid, who's actually a pretty decent guy, shout out Freakazoid one time, did say, I think quite a silly statement, which is that he said something like Shroud was on the level of Simple or something like absurd like that, which is like, whatever, mate. Like, put it this way, if I was to give you an analogy, at one point in time, Clint Dempsey, the best probably NA player ever in football, he was at one point, like, certainly an above-average Premier League player. I think he scored, like, 25 goals one season or something. He was pretty good. He was never as good as, like, Wayne Rooney, Harry Kane, Mo Salah, the best players in the Premier League, basically. He was never on their level. Like, let's not be silly. So I think that comparison is more like that. Now, when he says, in my opinion, it's Scream, do you know what? I don't hate that. And so let's just look something up a second. Because actually, if you go down in this thread, spoiler, a bunch of people get mad at the Scream comparison. But if you've ever watched my content, you will know I agree with it. Because even though He was a top 20 player. Obviously, he had this one in 2016. He was ninth because he was just a monster, wasn't he? If you go back to 2013, he was seventh. That was when he was even having mega games against the 87-0 NIP. But they obviously weren't the 87-0 NIP as much then. It was more when Very Games started beating them in the summer and onwards. He had some massive games. He won, if you notice, hasn't won many trophies. Not many trophies won. Not many at all. But he got a couple of those. The reason why he is one of the most overrated players ever is this. One, if you don't know, that class of player from the 2013 to 2016, the people who were the biggest names then, you can actually make an argument, are still the biggest names to this day, with the exception of Simple. And maybe now Donk. Because if you don't know, people like Scream, Kenny S, Shox, Flusher, JW, Pasha, Snacks, these sorts of players, Forrest and Get Right, go without saying, these sorts of players, I would even say someone like Freiburg's, the joke is, unironically, Scream and Kenny S are probably to this day more famous than Zewu. And Zewu's the best player ever to come out of the French region, even though they were in the French-speaking region too. Because they just built their fame off crazy clips in the early days of the esport of CSGO, and they got in crazy worldwide fame. So the point is, if you went to like India or China and asked someone, I think it's actually, they would know who Kenny S is in a way where they wouldn't know Robs to the same degree. And I even picked Robs because he won loads of trophies recently. So I do think Scream's status overtook his game. And then obviously in highlight package, if you're one of the, I always say what ruined NBA discussions is kids who didn't watch the 90s and 2000s just watched YouTube videos. And so I'll give you an example. They will take someone like Allen Iverson and mega overrate him, because spoiler, in the highlight video, you don't put all the misses, you don't put all the times he turned the ball over, you don't put the times he was just lazy and didn't play defense properly, you don't put any of that shit. You just put all the crazy makes and all the badass players, so it makes you overrate him. Scream someone like that. If you've only ever watched the best clips, you're going to think he's fucking like a top 10 player of all time. He isn't. He's probably more like a top 50 player of all time. I don't even know in CSGO if he'd be a top 30 player of all time, because he didn't have enough years, he didn't have enough peak years. And crucially, and this is what I'm going to make the point of, don't you care about majors? I do. And here's the problem. At majors, he literally died more than he killed. And you're going to think, yeah, but Dory, that's just because he played more years and he kept playing into 2017 where he was washed. Well, let's look, shall we? So this is literally in his prime, by the way. This is when he was on the best team in the world. Look at the rating. More deaths than kills. Then he had a pretty good kind of 8-0, but that was the one that they bombed out when they lost the Hellraisers game. Then at Cologne, more deaths than kills. He was on a top 5 team at the time. Then he goes to Kingwin as a decent major. They make top 8. Then he goes back to Titan. Way more deaths than kills. By the way, this is still 2015. This is before his mega year in 2016. Then his mega year, 2016, the two majors were where he was somewhat shit. The first one he was just bad at. And then the second one, like, he fragged well, but he didn't have an awesome tournament. And it wasn't that long after that you had the major. They kicked him after this one. Look at the stats. You know, he complains in his fans, oh, it's so unfair the way they kicked him. This is why they kicked him, bro. He just wasn't that good at majors. He could be a mega player elsewhere. He's a really skilled player. And if, look, this is just majors. If I go to like all, like, let's do lands. So if I show you like the year, yeah, he's going to have years that are mega. Look, pretty fucking good player, right? Let's go back to the Very Games. Very good player. Not an insane player. Not like the absolute, nowhere close to best player in the world, but a pretty good fucking player. But you see at the majors, didn't do it. So I think it's a very valid one. By the way, we'll definitely show some stats for some other people. So let's go through the thread. Number one, sadly, because it's Reddit, and Reddit is just a bunch of dickheads and people on their phone and people at work. It's just, this could be a really interesting thread with really interesting insights. Instead, the number one post with the most upvotes is Forsaken, not hated. Right, that's a guy who just cheated, and he's only known for cheating, and I don't know anyone who ever rated him. That doesn't even work as a gag. Who overrated him? Even if you go, but in India, he was, brother, who gives a fuck about Indian Counter? The only Indian I care about in Counter-Strike is called Blair. That's it. And spoiler, you're working in the Indian scene as far as I know. So ignore all that. The OG Cloud9 before Tarek and Stewie are very big shouts for having quite a bit of overrated players. We're going to definitely disagree on this. Get ready for this. Freakazoid with Shroud were two very big reasons for inconsistency in Cloud9. Right, this is mental, because even though he's going to claim this, I'm telling you right now, nobody said Freakazoid was good. So get ready for how mental this take, 498 points is going to be. Freakazoid was talked up to be an outstanding talent and player in the making, but my God, was he awful. That's not even vaguely accurate. When Freakazoid was added to Cloud9, when they added Skadoodle, actually everyone was like, Freakazoid, really? In fact, you know what? Let me think. Can I even find that? What happens if I go to, like, Freakazoid joins Cloud9? Surely there's a Reddit thread for this. Freakazoid to join Cloud9? Okay. C9 signed Skadoodle, Freakazoid and Swag. There we go. Let's check. So, join Cloud9. Let's see. Now look, these are the most upvoted comments. We're going to keep reading this. Oh, wait there a sec. So remember, it was touted as some outstanding talent. So the top comments must be like, wow, this guy's fucking mega. It's just about his stream at the moment, by the way. Just about his stream. Just about his stream. No one's hyping him at all. Nobody's hyping him. They're even just, it's just hilarious. Just about it being leaked, that's it. What about this one? Signed those three players. The threads even made by Stunner, who was the Cloud9 manager at the time. Let's see. Just about his emotion. Let's see. Anything about Freakazoid? I'm not seeing anything about Freakazoid. There's absolutely fucking nothing. Let's see. We all knew about just knew about him. That's it. Okay. Just about Heiko. I mean, it's just fucking nothing. Someone even predicts that they'll drop out in the group stage in the next two majors. And then look, Freak's going to be a dedicated entry. So what's bizarre about this is, I agree with that. Like, Freakazoid was just supposed to be an entry player to help people like Shroud and Nothing get their game off. And he did a good job at it. He was a low fragger. He wasn't even like a top player in that sense. The idea that Shroud, I just said earlier, I think I was very accurate with how I described it. And you know what? I'll even show you. Let's just confirm what Thorin said, shall we? So let's just go LAN. So first year he joined was 2014. Good numbers. By the way, yes, nothing crazy. But if you can frag almost 0.7 KPR and you're playing like these events. Cologne Major, Face It Stage 2 Finals. Look at the number he has at ESWC. The Major, he didn't do very well at, but he did decently at this one here. Nothing crazy, but if we go then, let's go to the next year, 2015. Good numbers. Again, nothing crazy, but for an NA player, these are good numbers. You go look at the events. Like I say, we're going to have some that are mega. Can I meet, say, qualifier? Gfinity, not bad. There we go. That's the tournament I talked about. Look at those numbers. That's a very good performance. That's a good performance. They went to the final of this event as well. These two, they went to the final of. ESWC, they were in the final, but he didn't have that great a tournament. What else? He's up and down, but he has some tournaments that are very good. Some of these domestic NA ones. Like I say, 2016, he starts to fall off. See, it's already gone down a bit. And then 2017, he falls off a cliff. Yeah, he dies more than he kills there. And you can see it just got really bad. And he was supposed to be a super player. He had one good tournament, which was a nonsense tournament. Like, this is just some bullshit. He played him with Splice. Oh, here's the reason why this guy said it. Today, he lives off old days with an ego that makes... So it's just about hating on Freakazoid. Okay, bro. I don't even know where this is coming from. It's just weird. And everyone's hating on him. He definitely talks shit and he is a bit of a chad, but whatever. Among active players, here's another one I'm going to disagree with. It's got to be Kiyosuke. As someone who watched him play in Academy, I was 100% sure he is the next Donk. Now look, I'll meet you halfway on Kiyosuke. If you're the people who said he was the next Doc, which admittedly, everyone except me did say he was the next Doc, I did point out to you, to me, I don't think you know how good Doc is and how insanely impossible it is that he was that good from day one, if you think anyone is the next Doc. I made a point in my video about Doc. I don't even think you were due a Doc. Never mind more than one. There'll never be another one. Like, Doc is so insane. I'll give you an example of players he's like. People went, there'll never be another Michael Jordan. There was Kobe Bryant. I'll tell you two players in the NBA, there will never be another player like. Steph Curry, the joke is you already saw it with Klay Thompson. He's almost as good a shooter, not quite as good, and he can't do all the ball handling shit. And actually, Jokic now. Jokic is just impossibly good. You'll never see a big man with that shooting touch, that passing ability, all around triple threat. Oh, he's unbelievable. Those two players will be unique. They broke the mold when Doncs like that. Now, Kiyosuke had excellent aim and played for Spirit Academy and was an entry-ish playmaker. So people were like, he was never the next Doc. So if you said he was the next Doc, then yes, he was overrated. Now, what's bizarre, though, is most of the comments in this thread aren't about him being overrated as an Academy player, which he was. It's actually about him now, which is bizarre. Because look, the way he was destroying everyone was unreal. I think his aim's on Doc's level, true. So anyway, you keep going down and talks about all the problems they have. Whole bunch of people, maybe it's the system. Now, here's what's bizarre about this. Remember last year, if this guy's overrated, logically, last year he must have won Rookie of the Year. No, he didn't, because Molodoy won it. And in fact, did anyone have Kiyosuke Rookie of the Year? I don't know anyone. Like, the order for Rookie of the Year, realistically, would have been Molodoy, Kiyosuke, and then in distant third, Mikaze, maybe. I'm not even sure on that one. I assume Kaspersky didn't attend enough events. Here's what's mad. Already, I feel like people took expectations down when he joined Falcons. Also, in Falcons, if you put him in a group stage, he is fucking mega, as long as they're not playing Inferno. In playoffs, yes, he struggled. He's had some massive issues. Here's my problem. I don't know anyone, once he started playing playoffs for Falcons, who ever said, like, this is a top 10 player of the world. This is the next stop. Everyone stopped saying that. That all went away. In fact, I always say it's Sonic's fault he picked him up, but actually I do think it's somewhat hindered his team that he's got a player that's not yet ready for playoffs. Let me give you a reframe that'll make sense as to how good Kiyosuke is and that he's not a bust. He is unbelievable in group stages and against lesser opponents. So think of this. Imagine if Kiyosuke played on foot instead of Falcons. He'd barely ever be in the playoffs, so you wouldn't even know he had problems there. You'd just be like, what a stud. Like when we all watch who? Krabeni, fucking Juggs. We watch these, Lounks. We watch these and we're like, these guys are fucking killing it because they never have to play the playoffs and fail. Most players fail in the playoffs or play slightly worse, especially early in their career, until they either become a true elite player or they have enough experience. That's why Doc is a total alien. Even more alien than Simple and Zeebo and all the rest of them. And Nico, all of them. Because somehow he was just good in that area almost immediately and at a prodigious level too. It doesn't even make sense how that happened. I mean, if you remember, even Monacy didn't have great numbers the first year in G2, but he was a good playoff player. He just wasn't exceptional and wasn't as good generally maybe as elsewhere, but then he was good. So in that sense, yes, he somewhat failed in that sense. But I also think people took those expectations down like 9 months ago at this point in time. Or maybe 7 months ago or something. Let's see. I agree with this guy. If you look at the raw stats for Kiyosuke, he might be overrated in playoffs, but does anyone even bring him up in playoffs? I think he's mega personally. Anyone saying Scream obviously was not there. I not only was there, I was even stood behind him at some tournaments. I knew his teammates and I've even talked to him and even he sort of agrees, by the way. You'd have to go watch my reflection with him, but he actually sort of agrees he had his issues. Scream was literally underrated. Holy fuck. Right, notice how he goes, after his G2 team, he never got a good team again. He literally was on an envious squad where they were paid good money and there was him, Happy, and a couple of other people. And if they'd actually been as an RPK, if they'd have been as good as you think he was, that's enough already to be quality. They were an absolutely irrelevant team. And I just showed you the reason he got caught from G2. Right before the French shuffle, he had a dog shit fucking A-League major when they were one of the best teams in the world. And he just wasn't good at the majors. So he wasn't underrated. It's actually impossible for a player like Scream to be underrated. Because he's actually one of the most overrated players ever. That's not even to hate. His problem is, scale-wise, he was being put, like I say, like a top 10 player of all time or something. Certainly one of the best aimers of all time. Yeah, I actually agree with this guy. I think this guy nailed it. So anyway, let's go for some other people. Probably get death threats for this, but to me, it's easily Zantarez. Right, okay. I'm going to ignore this part about TikTok thinking he's in the same level as Simple. The reason why he's right about Zantares is the following. You know, when people go, wow, Zantares didn't even win any top. Right, first of all, he chose to stay in the Turkish scene. Now, in the Turkish scene, he was mega, like he is now. But he was an onliner, as in he was incredible. Online, unironically, he was like one of the best players to ever play CSGO. On LAN, he wasn't a bomb and a bust. He just wasn't as good. His just level went down a bit. Like, off the top of my head, I'll give you a random number. If he online was a 1.25 player, then on LAN he was like a 1.15 player or a 1.10 player. Still very good, but he wasn't exceptional. He wasn't good enough to hard carry the team. He was nowhere close to a Turkish Nico. Now, if later at the end of CSGO he got extremely good and he sort of got his LAN game together, problem is, by the time he joined Big, we went to the online era, and then he got pissed off by the tactics and speaking in English and all that jazz, so he never stuck around. I always think, in the modern day, apparently he's got injuries too. The problem is he's also a choker, isn't he? Like, I think he's as much of a choker as Nico, if not more. So I don't hate the Zantares one. He definitely was overrated in CSGO. So, let's see. What else? This is mental. Heiko has got to be in the conversation. Right, I'm just going to say this. I almost, one of my jobs essentially is to read Reddit and HLTV forums and social media and know what fan takes are. And I've definitely read more than almost anyone in the chat or watching this video now. I have never heard anyone mega overrate Heiko. Here's what the take on Heiko was. NA CSGO legend, he was. Look at his placings. Look at the number of times he was HLTV top X. Look how good he was on LAN and in different teams. Then Cloud9 and Liquid. And then also, really good, maybe best NA player for the first year, top three to top five for the first two to three years. After that, everyone knows his game fell off. He was just clutch. It was more that he had just the mentality and wanted to win still. And by the time you even get to 2016, he's dropped off a little bit. He's nowhere close to the star player because they got simple. I don't know this. Look at this though. Get ready. He sprayed and baited a lot, right? He had really good spray. Baited. He was a lurker. He's making it sound negative, like he baited a lot. He was really good at it. It only fell off like in the latter part of 2016, that baiting style. He was exceptional at lurking and baiting 2013, 2014, 2015 into a bit of 2016. He got that icon pistol clip with Anders Casting. Look, that might have made some people overrate him in his latter years, but in those years, he was really good. By the way, the clip you're talking about was at a motherfucking major against Dignitas, which is the call that became TSM and Astralis, by the way. The GOATs. And the clutch where even Simple got out of his chair. Oh, so we're now going to reference another epic iconic round from a major. This one, at least that one was in the group stage of Cologne 2014. This was from a fucking major where he was in the semi-finals playing the eventual winners, Luminosity Gaming, on cash, where he did like a 1v5 and he had something like a 27 or 25 to 1 CT half on the map and they lost in OT. That's pretty good, mate. That's against one of the best teams of all time. So we've only so far listed two iconic rounds he had in totally different years against some of the best players to ever play CSGO. He was at that unfortunate age where he was too old for CSGO, but he had quite a long career. It's not even vaguely true, is it? What? He didn't have a particularly long career. He actually fucked off quite soon because he went and played Valorant for years. What are you talking about? Like, if we look here, LAN. So he technically played at the end of 1.6, by the way, but he was just a decent to above average NA player. He was nothing massive. You go back to the beginning, it's 2013, he's mega. 55 maps on LAN. Some of them would be against NA true. 2014, very good numbers again. Back then, people didn't get bonkers ratings in the same way. 2015, still good. The problem is, Liquid wasn't a very good team at this time. He was the best player on their team, but they were very scuffed. He's had some up and down performances. 2016 is when he started to fall off, but they get some good performances still. So he has a couple of good ones. He has the Columbus qualifier, Drew McMalmo, where they got knocked out quickly, Drew McAustin. He has a few that are decent. 2017, he's barely even played anymore. Didn't even play in 2018. Oh, he's on Rogue at that point. I guess he played for a year or two extra, but even then he's played at a low level in general. I'm sure he's fucked off by, he's already gone by 2019. He'll be off in 2020 to Valorant. Bit of a weird one. Don't really know why we're singling him out. Oh, here we go. His only top 20 finish was when the game was in its infancy. It was an absolute shit show of poggery. Not even sure that's true. Very Games played a very tactical game. Dignitas tried to. Na'Vi played a tactical game. Don't really agree with that. Once he got into Tier 1, he was in Tier 1 in all of CSGO, by the way, and started competing internationally, he was never a carry. Let's go and look at something a second there. This is a major, by the way. This is the first major. Look at his fucking stats. That's an international tournament with major level opposition there. This is one of the biggest tournaments at the time before we had majors. Look at the numbers. 2014. Look at the fucking numbers, boys. Ignore that. It's an all-star game. This is the global finals. This is literally one of the tournaments that Cloud9 lost in the group stage. But look at his fragging numbers, boys. His fragging's fucking nuts. Even in 2015, the fragging's still there, though. Look how many 0.7 KPR. And that's why he switched to Liquid. I don't get it. I don't get what we're hating on. He always plays to last. He's a fucking clutcher. Not only was he a very good clutcher, he literally was the lurker. But if his team isn't winning, then he was just egging for. That's every lurker in the history of Counter-Strike. Everyone. Get Right, Cold Zero, Happy, fucking Blame F, Rops. It's all of them. Like, do you remember when FaZe got bad? Rops looked like a beta, didn't he? Just like Carrigan looks like a shit IGL when no one can frag. What are we doing here? From 2014 to 2017, he was hyped like he was a star player. I just showed you he was in 2014 and 2015. But in actuality, he was just a support. That's not even vaguely true. And site anchor. Oh, was he just a site anchor putting up those numbers I said before? What are we talking about? I thought his site holds were also pretty weak, especially when he was with Simple. Everyone had the read on Hiko. He will hide in... This is just absolute nonsense, mate. It's just nothing. Here's the giveaway. His prime was 2010... You didn't even watch this guy play in 2010 and 2011. I'm telling you right now, absolute bullshit. Absolutely bullshit pulled out of your ass. You have no fucking clue. You couldn't even name the teams he was on in 2010. Fuck off. What a nonsense fucking take. This guy says Steele's super overrated. He is and he isn't. Steele's overrated in the sense people actually thought he was one of the best IGLs in the world. No. Like, if you'd have given him a really top-level team, I don't know how much he would have accomplished. He was mega, though, at setting up small teams, getting people in their roles, working with lesser talents, and matching up in upset matchups against better teams. I think he was excellent at that style of CS. He also had, like, quite a defined style of CS that you have to have the right players for. After seeing Fallen constantly get rated higher than Guardian in all-time AWPer tier list, I know my answer. Yeah, people who say Nico, they definitely don't know ball. Nico only has the major missing. That's it. He's excellent aside from that. He's even the MVP of a fucking Cologne. Fallen, I mean, it's my fucking take that I pioneered, right? Yes, Fallen is one of the most overrated players of all time. I would say the most. I even did a whole video about it that I'll link. Let's see. I actually have no idea why this guy is listing Art as a notable AWP IGL. That was a fucking rifle player with an entry game, mate. He was bad at the rare times he used the AWP. People saying Nico... Yeah, I disagree with all that Nico takes. Fallen definitely is overrated as fuck, though. Fallen, during his peak, had better stats than Guardian, while also being an IGL. He was on a better team, mate. He had Cold Zero, mate. Guardian was the dude on his team. Outplaced him both times they made it together in the top 20. Yes, because top 20 is based also on the success of your team. And he had 2 years where he was on essentially like the most decorated team of the year. Weird take. By the way, Guardian versus Fallen. Are we having a laugh? Guardian wins that all day long. You could argue maybe at some point in 2016, Fallen was a bit better. But even then, it's hard to extricate him from Cold Zero and from his team, isn't it? I agree with this guy. Shroud isn't overrated by people who actually know CS. What else? Xantarez. Underrated shout is Deco. Russians seem to think Deco would have been the GOAT if he didn't give up, right? Here's the thing they do in this thread. And you'll see as we go down. They just take the straw man that, like, no one said he was the GOAT and that's supposed to mean a player can't be overrated. No one actually says Deco would be the GOAT. I'll tell you what they do say, though. If you remember, it wasn't just Donk. Donk was years later. The players that came up that looked crazy online were people like Axile, Shiro, Dexter. These guys were putting bonkers on. And then Donk came along, and Donk was the best of them all. And no, by the way, all those players at one point were world-class players on LAN. Deco looked like he could have been one of those. As far as I know, wasn't it like just he chose not to take certain choices and he stopped playing the game or something, or he lost his interest? He looked like a fabulously talented player. In history, swag, that's accurate. Swag is mega overrated because of this. Remember what I said about Hico earlier, how he was like the best North American player? Yeah, North American player at the time meant you were never going to be as good as an NA star as the European stars. It's why, for me, it's not until you actually get Elige and Twists that you actually got NA enough. Those were the three NA players, hence why that Liquid, it's so criminal they didn't win in 2018. Those were the players who finally, at their peak, got to the level of the best European stars, minus Say Simple or something like that. They were like not that far off an Eco type player. Swag wasn't that good. He was more like the Hico. If you go back to 1.6, nothing. He was a good player. I could believe he was a top 20 player. Nowhere close to like a top 5 player or even really a top 10 player for me. Active Shiro. Who overrates Shiro, bro? Shiro's underrated, if anything. He has the Kiyosuke problem. He's a bit worse in some of the playoff matches and the big pressure matches. But he's phenomenal in group stages. And he is still one of the best AWPers in the world. So I don't really know. Does anyone really overrate Shiro that much? Here's the one I like. I'll throw a name out there and let you guys debate it. Stewie2K. So you guys might know this. When Launders used to say Stewie2K was like the GOAT of NACS, only in terms of trophies, bro, because he had the Grand Slam with Liquid in the major with Cloud9. This is before fucking Twists did that in phase. He was overrated, because here's how Stewie2K's career went. Let's even look it up, shall we? Stewie2K was actually really good the first year when he joined Cloud9, when he had no expectations and people thought he was going to be overrated or even cheated. He eventually even became the IGL. And I thought he was a monster that first year. Look, a lot of deaths, but look at the rating, look at the kills. Here's the thing about Stewie2K. He was never, for me, a truly world-class all-around player like that could be the star of a team. He was a really good impact player, though. He was like the NA Apex, if you get the analogy. Hence why on Liquid, he just played a pure entry role. But you look against top five opponents, it drops off. Top 10, it drops. But still good. Then you go to 2017. He's one of the better players on the team. But still nothing crazy. 2018, the year he won the major and then joined MIBR. Humdrum numbers. Just very humdrum. Then you go to the Liquid squad when he won the Grand Slam. Look, these are nothing numbers, but if you're just like the worst or second worst player on the team and you're an impact entry, yeah, these are good. Still nothing crazy. And then beyond that, what are we even talking about? This is more in Liquid, still in Liquid. Then he joins EG, goes off a cliff. So I do think he was overrated in the sense he was a very popular player. He won the major. His round at the major was fucking epic. That's the only reason they even won the bloody tournament. But I do think he was overrated. Except for 2016, when I do think he was like a contender for Rookie of the Year type guy. Xantarez, Shuey, if we speak of the IGL. Look, in a sense, I still think Shuey has the quality to go to a different team and be a great IGL. I do think he's overrated in this sense, and I called this 2 to 3 years ago. In 2023, when they had the fucking Apex and Gamer Legion runs at that Blast Paris Major, a lot of people, every time Carrigan's face fell off, were like, they should get Shuey or Kixen to replace Carrigan. What a whack take that is. By the way, I still think, I agree with this one. I think Mouse was better with Shuey than they are with Brolan. Remember, Shuey didn't have fucking Sphinx, did he? Arguably the best or second best player on that team, one of the best workers in the world. Holy fuck. I'll say Modesty. The guy is getting treated like he won something individually, prestige, in his career. What? Also, he's being named alongside the likes of Simple, Ziwu, and Donk. No Kato / Cologne MVP, no top one, no major, right? I don't know anyone who ever hyped him like that. I think a lot of us think he's been one of the best players in the world, though, for like 3 years or something. So here's why this is nonsense. See this, no Kato Cologne MVP, you're going to love this. So remember, his team G2, the JKS Hooksy lineup, won Katowice and Cologne in 2023, end of CSGO. Now, here's where this guy has been insanely unfair and an absolute prick by saying, not even got a Cologne MVP. Let's look at the stats for Cologne in 2023, shall we? This is where Thorin, having a memory that you don't have, will destroy you. So watch when I click stats here. I don't know if he's going to be number one or number two, but he's going to be really high up. Are you ready? I have a great memory. He was the second highest rated player in the entire tournament with 0.01 rating lower than Nico, who was the MVP of this tournament. He had a 1.34 rating over 14 maps, and look who they played. They played Ents, who was an elite team at the time. They played Astralis, who was kind of like on a bit of a run because of Play MF. He played Vitality, who they beat, who was the team that had won the Blast Paris Major with Zewu. They played FaZe, who was the team that had won the Grand Slam that year. And they played Astralis again, who obviously had a great run at this tournament. If you don't know, he was mega in nearly all. Like, look at the final. You might think Nico must have just been better in the final. Watch how Nico was in the final. Mega, right? But also look at Monacy's numbers. These would be the MVP any other day. Look at those fucking numbers. Let's go look at the semis, shall we? Astralis. Nico, mega. Monacy, also mega. Go look at the Vitality series, shall we? Maybe Nico was better in that one. Nope, actually, Monacy was better in that series with a plus 28 against Zewu and Vitality, arguably the best team in the world. And also, Zewu had a shit match there. Told you he used to fail at some of the prestige ones in the playoffs. Seeing Monacy doesn't have an MVP at a Cologne is like saying, lol, Rops, how good could he be? Doesn't even have a major MVP. He had numbers better than many of the major MVPs, and I think he should have been the major MVP at Bucharest. It's already a hater angle, isn't it? No top one, right. So you can only be put in the category of these players if you're top one. First of all, what is top one, you European cretin? You mean first. There's no fucking top one, is there, you dunce? What does that even mean? And then, oh, no top one. Yeah, he was only number two player voted by HLTV in 2024. Oh, what a fucking shit player, eh? He wasn't number one. That means he's got nothing. Give me a break. When is it? He's named alongside these players in terms of talent or being a star. No one's ever said he's as good historically as these players. 2024, Monacy is the only version of him who did deserve to be. Oh, did he only have a whole year, guys, with a scoffed roster where he started with Hooksy and fucking Nexa and then ended with Snacks? Oh, and was that the only year he was comparable to the three greatest players of the last 10 years? Well, fuck me. I guess he's shit then, isn't he? Fucking hell, what a world. This guy's saying Scream wasn't overrated. Okay. In CS2, it's simple. He's barely played, mate. Has he even played like five lands? He's not above average. He's literally been above average pretty much every time he's stepped into the server in CS2. And he's really far away from CSGO. Yet every game he plays, the entire cast is pure simple glazing. For what? Because it's scaled down to his level. Do you think a single member of the cast is going, he's the GOAT of CS2? No one's ever said that out loud. It's nonsense. Just another. I'd throw in Monacy. He's great, but he's not shown anything. Let me just show you something about Monacy's career. Remember how he showed nothing that would deserve to be compared to Zewu and Donk, right? Let's go in 2024. And let's just go to the first major of CS2. He was the best player in the entire tournament, by the way. These are like life tournament numbers for any other star player. For him, just another day at the office. Just another day at the office for him. Look at the fucking KPR. And this guy's not comparable to Donk and Zewu. He had better arena stats than them in 2024. You child. Same goes for Nico. Nico not winning a major yet makes you wonder if it's not him who's the problem. Yeah, but here's what it doesn't make you wonder, is if he's really good at CS, or does it? It just makes you wonder if he has like temperament considerations or maybe something happens to his ability to keep his nerve. How is Shroud overrated? Says guy who just must have been born 5 seconds ago. Does anyone know or remember know Makalele? He just cannot win any tournament without Nip. Yeah, no shit. But you know why that's weird? He was one of the better players when they did win the tournaments. He was streaky, but he was like a skilled player. Outside of that, who the fuck ever... How would he ever enter a most overrated ever player conversation? What an absurd statement. Yimpat. I should say Yimpat, because that's how the Finns would say it. He's overrated in the sense that everyone knows that the one thing they need in Falcons is like the fucking super sick anchor supportive element. And you always say Bit and Yimpat, because you just think, who else is available? And even if they're off their game, like Bit was for a while last year, you assume they'll get back there. There's not that many players play those roles that have star numbers. Is he really that overrated now? Like, if I go to Mouse, isn't he all right? I thought, for me, he sort of course-corrected like 6 months ago, so let's have a look. We'll just do this year, shall we? Let's see. I mean, for a supportive player, those are the numbers you expect. Let's go last 6 months, though. Similar. Last 12 months, similar. He's only overrated. He's only rated high in the context of his role. Like, for him to be most overrated player ever, 47 points, wouldn't he have to be considered like a top 10 player or something? Is he? Does anyone consider? I've never heard that ever. Weird. Shroud. Santarez. Surprised not to see Rez. Now that's a banger. Rez really did just have that IEM Auckland run in 2017. No, 2017. What am I talking about? 2017. Yes, the one where they beat Fierce. And he was unreal in, like, against SK and Fierce. And yes, everyone kept talking for years like he could do that. But the joke was, it had already gotten to like 2022. And we were like, you're not still talking about the 2017 tournament, are you? And they were. So that was my role rate. But he also, unfortunately, swapped every fucking role in the game. And he had like RSI hand injuries or something. Stuart 2K, I already said I agree with. What was taken? Arteezy. Right. This guy might have posted the wrong one. Arteezy's definitely not overrated in Dota 2. Arteezy's like the Nico of Dota, except it's even worse. Because Arteezy even played awesome at most of the majors. Nico was more coin flippy. Nico again. Yeah, exactly. He's been a top 10, 20 player for 10 years, but he's just mega overrated, isn't he? Cool. These guys just can't understand that it's not always about winning. Like, by the way, I think Karl Malone is a top 10 player in the history of the NBA easily. But he didn't win the fucking chip, did he? Nico until he wins. Brilliant. Scream. I mean, this is a ridiculous take. 1 to 2 months, he was a superstar player. Remaining months, he was worse than your average. But that's, listen, the first sentence maybe, the second sentence definitely not. Kiyosuke. People were and are putting him in the same class as Dong. Who the fuck's putting him in the same class as Dong? How old is that take? That take went away as soon as he joined Falcons. What the fuck are we talking about? Scream. Tens. Now, what's funny is everyone's saying nothing here. Tens was nobody in CS, but people in Valorant used to think he was like a good pro. So he was nothing in CS. Didn't he like stand in for Cloud9 at a blast or some bullshit? That's about it, isn't it? Molodoy should have been way higher. Molodoy is what you all said Monacy was. He was treated last year like he might be the best AWPer, literally for real, like might be better than Monacy and Ziwu, and also that he's like a top 5 player in Counter-Strike, an absurd take. He was maybe like borderline top 10. He's more like an impact AWPer and a big game player. And even then, he's had a quite underwhelming 2026 so far in that sense. Didn't turn up in that final against Vitality. Magix, no one's ever rated him that high. Skadoodle, towards the end, yes. Like when he won the major, that was like a life tournament. If you go back to 2014, 2015, he was a really skilled player. Monacy, Scream, what else have we got down here? Anything else good? Ziwu, people talk about him like he's God, but really he's just Jesus Christ. That doesn't even make... I assume it's supposed to be a joke, because what doesn't even make sense about that is some denominations of Christianity think Jesus Christ is God, so there is that. Scream, okay. You obviously never watched Scream play Source. His rating in CSGO wasn't based on Source, pal. And he barely played Source. Monacy. Most expensive player. What he got is literally nothing. I love it. I love it. I love it. That's about it, isn't it? Isn't that about it? We're just down into the doldrums down here. This is just nothing. Right, I tell you what we'll do. As I said, I'll do a separate video of my own thoughts. Maybe I'll do like a top 10 most over. I might even do it as a Substack, who knows? Since time immemorial, great artists have been supported by patrons who believed in their work and wanted to contribute to their efforts. Well, what's more fitting than the greatest esports content artist being supported by my patrons, the Skrilluminati? So this video and the others on my channel was kindly supported by Toucan, Nikki, Jason, Jensen Gore, and you know it, a special thanks always goes out to Jerky's Minion. Would you like to ask a question in my video AMA? Want teasers? See who the upcoming guests are? Maybe you want to suggest a topic or a guest for my content, or take part in one of those lengthy discussions where you get to set the topic. If any of these perks appeal to you, or others, put your money where your mouth is and join the Skulluminati today. Where? In the description box, there is a Patreon link.